Well, this weekend was a Catholic youth conference for all young Catholics between 18 and 40, organised by the Legion of Mary. So over the weekend, we had speakers talking about different topics that are, I suppose, relevant in this day and age. We had a Camino to Frank Duff's house and the hostels that are run by the Legion of Mary. So everyone trooped onto a double-decker bus and got a tour down there to see the Legion of Mary on the ground, the work they do. There was workshops, different workshops you could attend. Some interesting topics were, you know, internet and addictions to do with the internet, new age stuff. You know, a lot of people are confused about Reiki, yoga, all these things. Why?
Okay, so Maria, just back to anything. How about you? What did you get out of this weekend?
Well, again, like that, I'd given my testimony last year. I'll be 2 years in the Legion of Mary, and in this November, my mother was trying to get me in for the last 20 years, was having none of it. I told her it was a load of rubbish. I didn't believe in God. There was no Mother Angelica. We used to have EWTN at home, and I used to run out of the house trying to get me into Mass. And I was so bad. I was saying last year, I'd drive down to the church when I was told I was going to Mass. I was living at home at the time, and I'd be reversing around the back of the church just to see, look down the glass panel to see who the priest was, and then go home and report back what priest it was. And then she'd start quizzing me about the gospel. And then I discovered booze and men, and then I bought my own apartment, and the rest is history. Never set foot in St. Bridget's Church in Blanchetown for the first 6 years. And I mean, I wasn't searching. My mother talked, you know, I remember her saying, you know, Marie, your life is full, or your life is empty, my life is full. And I was thinking, the cheek, bro, I'm having a ball here, you know. I had a job and an apartment, men, booze, you name it. I thought it was, and it wasn't any different really from any of my contemporaries. But I suppose looking back now, you know, I came back to my faith. For me, it was probably a trip to Medjugorje. I'd seen it on BBC News one night, and my mother had gone out there in the early 80s, and but she hadn't been back after that. So we went out, and you know, I'd still kind of go by really the church's teaching and that, but for me it was very special. And I got a great love for Mass, and I started going, when I came back, started going to Mass in Blanchetown every week. I never told anyone, and that was the start of it. Then I was more open to it then, and was coaxed into going to the Legion of Mary Youth Conference. Fiona and all our gang were running around, you know. But I had never seen, I was looking at these long-haired fellas with pioneer pins and on their knees before the Blessed Sacrament, and guys talking about chastity. I mean, the only men I knew were fellas trying to get me into bed on a Saturday night in the local. I had a gold card for a Copperface Jack, so that gives you some idea. So, I mean, it was really the beginning of it, you know, and I ended up joining the Legion. Thank God. I'd say the two best things I did was, shortly before that, I'd given up the booze, gave up the drink, and then joined the Legion of Mary. Because when you come back to your faith, particularly in Ireland, in my family, nobody really practices. You know, they kind of think I'm in some cult, or I'm born again. You know, I'm simply going to Mass every Sunday, and I'm a practicing Catholic, and in work and that. So to be around like-minded people, girls, fellas, helping me, you know, they're in the same, you know, into their faith, and they're so genuine. You make some great pals, and then doing the bit of voluntary work in the hostel, and I suppose just learning more about my faith and that. And I can honestly say, you know, I've never.
Is that the St. Francis Hospice or the hostel? Is it?
Sorry, the hostel, the Regina Chaley Hostel for Homeless Women and Children. That's run in Dublin, set up by Frank Duff, and totally run on a voluntary basis. So, you know, there's a beautiful oratory in there, and you know, we have such a great crack, and the Chaleys and the friendships you meet, and they're so genuine. And here I was heading off to Rio de Janeiro to see the Pope with a Fiona and a pioneer pin, and then I became a pioneer. Someone had told me a couple of years ago, but honestly, I've never been so content or at peace. And you know, my heart breaks now if I'm driving down Dublin city centre on a Saturday night and see these girls paralytic and kind of half naked, and they kind of seem to be, you know, the only kind of attractiveness is the sum of their body parts. And I know that whole lifestyle, and it's so kind of soul destroying. And really, I've never been at peace or content as I am now, you know.
So you've lived effectively the renewal.
Well, probably, yeah. And I'm meeting so many people like that, you know, you think, you know, you know, this whole scene, this kind of, as I say, kind of a secular scene now, and just do whatever you want, your own, whatever's good for you. But you know, looking back now, there was that kind of emptiness, or kind of, in a way, like a hole that's been filled, that I wasn't aware of it before, but I couldn't bear to go back to that way of life. I can honestly say I've never been so content and happy in that.
And what did you do with the gold card from?
I think my brother nicked it on her or something, but that was when we were there. That's a good while ago, you know, when we started going. We were there every night of the week at some stage during the summer, and we got the gold card. But, you know, look, there's some really good people at Copperface. Jack, don't get me wrong. Actually, I've met people in the Legion and priests and everything that used to hang out there. Like, it is amazing with the Legion. And that's why we were talking today about evangelizing. And that's what the Pope was saying. He said, go and be proud of your faith. And he said, Jesus is asking you, your Pope is asking you to spread the gospel effectively. And that's what we're doing now. And we're meeting people when we do door-to-door or home visitation or going out in the streets. People that are lost, even especially in the UK, they're so further down the road. You kind of say, were you ever baptised? Oh, I don't know. I haven't a clue. Never set foot in a church. And, you know, there's so much pain and suffering. And, you know, that's really it, you know.